bright future. In today's episode of Bright Future, the 10th of the series on the 10th day of the 41st anniversary of the 10-day dawn celebrations, marking the glorious victory of the Islamic Revolution of Iran in 1979. With the astute leadership of Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul, we discuss widespread movement in West Asia against the oppressive and criminal policies of the big, arrogant powers, especially the United States. Stay with us. The Islamic Revolution heralded the end of the suffering of Muslims from the domination of global arrogance, headed by the United States of America. It initiated the Age of Awakening, self-belief, and return to Islamic identity. This unique phenomenon made Muslims active and restored self-confidence to Muslims. The Islamic Revolution set in motion waves of awakening in the region and beyond, through its practical revival of Islamic values in society. It raised the bright prospect of defeat of the neo-colonial policies, and that is the reason the enemies of Islam and Muslims have, as a last resort, increased their efforts to try to confront this phenomena. The United States had focused on Iraq as the starting point of the so-called Greater Middle East Plan. It had decided to impose on Iraq a secular system of government inclined towards the West that would serve as a democratic model, a so-called democratic model, for other Arab countries. Through its sinister and destructive occupation of Iraq, the United States invested heavily to promote decadent Western values and culture through political and cultural tools. However, it failed in its efforts, thanks to the strong influence of the Islamic Revolution in the region and the religious identity of the Iraqi Muslims, who defeated all of these Western plots. The million-strong demonstrations of the Iraqi people a couple of weeks ago was an unprecedented uprising against the illegal US military presence on Iraqi soil, and heralded a fresh start of the popular movement to expel all foreign occupiers from Iraq and the wider region. This great Islamic awakening movement was the result of the cowardly assassination of the head of the IRGC's Quds Force, top Iranian general Qasem Soleimani. A US drone strike on Friday, 3rd of January, near Baghdad airport, assassinated Iran's top general Qasem Soleimani, as well as General Abu Mahdi al-Muhandes of Iraq's Popular Mobilization Forces, or PMF. The funeral ceremonies for these two martyrs and their martyred colleagues, held in several cities throughout Iraq and Iran, were attended by literally millions of people. These were indeed the grandest display of unity of the Iranian and Iraqi Muslim peoples, and therefore a warning to the terrorist regime of the United States that Iraq and the Iraqis will never accept domination by criminal Washington. This provides the ground for unity of the resistance front and much more. The moral and military might of Lebanon's resistance movement Hezbollah and its string of victories over the armed-to-the-teeth Israeli regime strengthened the culture of resistance and instilled hope in the freedom-loving peoples throughout West Asia and beyond. it has motivated the oppressed and downtrodden masses to rise up and fight for their freedom from the clutches of the United States and its surrogates in the region. Without the least doubt, the innocent blood of martyrs of the Islamic Revolution and the Islamic Resistance, especially the recent martyrs such as Top General Haj Qasem Soleimani and Abu Mahdi al-Muhandes, have generated a tidal wave throughout the region, including in places like Lebanon, Yemen, Iraq, and many other countries, that will crush the US terrorists and their mercenaries in the region. This promises the death of the domineering system, as the Almighty says in Ayah 40 of Surah Hajj of the Holy Quran. Allah will surely help those who help Him. Indeed, Allah is all-strong, almighty. If you help God, He will help you and will stabilize your feet.